beginning of the parsha, Parsha's Matos, begins with the parsha of Nidorim. Vaydaver Moshe al Rosh HaMatos, the Bnei Yisrael Lemur. Moshe spoke to the heads of the tribes of Bnei Yisrael, saying, Zeh Adav HaShetziv Hashem. This is what Hashem commanded. Ish ki yida neder l'Hashem, a person who makes a neder to Hashem, makes a vow to Hashem, and so on and so forth. So the Sfarim have difficulty why specifically this parsha was said El Roshei HaMatos, to the heads of the tribes of Bnei Yisrael. Rashi actually says that every parsha was written this way, was said this way, that it was first given over to the heads of the tribes and then to Bnei Yisrael. But we need to understand why it's written specifically here by Nidorim. The Shlach HaKadosh says that the word neder is made up of two words, nun, dar, which means the nun dwells. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim give different interpretations as to what this means. And I'd also like to offer a suggestion as to what nun dar might mean and not what it means to us. Parsha that follows this is the parsha of Mechemes Midian. Hashem says to Moshe, Mekoim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael Meis HaMidyanim, venge the vengeance of Bnei Yisrael from the Midyanim, Achat Yosef HaLamecha, and then you will pass away. And Rashi tells us that Hashem depended Moshe's death on Melchemes Midian, meaning that only after the war with Midian would Moshe pass away. And we need to understand, what does one have to do with the other? What does Moshe's death have anything to do with the Melchama against Midian? Mefarshim also point out that that it seems that Moshe differed from Hashem's command, because Hashem said to Moshe, Nekoim nikmas b'nei Yisrael meis ha-Midyanim, take the vengeance of the Jewish people from the children of Yisrael from the Midyanim. And when Moshe gave over this command to the military, he said, Lo seis nikmas Hashem b'midyan, to take the vengeance of Hashem. So Hashem told Moshe, take the vengeance of Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe, when he gave it over to Bnei Yisrael, he said, take vengeance for Hashem, instead of saying, take vengeance for Bnei Yisrael. When the army returns from this milchama, it says that Moshe and Elazar went to greet them. And it says, Vayiktsoif Moshe al Pekudei Achoil. Moshe got angry with the generals of the army, which was headed by Pinchas. And he asked them, Vayomer alei Moshe, Achisem kol nekeva? Why did you allow the females to remain alive? They are the ones that caused Bnei Yisrael to sin. The whole Melchemes Midian, the whole purpose of this war was to take vengeance for Bnei Yisrael, for the Bnei Midian, for the daughters of Midian, causing Bnei Yisrael to sin. So why did you leave the women? Why did you allow the women to live? And which is really a strong kashin. Why is it that Pinchas, who was the general of the army, why did he allow the women to survive when they were the ones that were the main perpetrators here in causing Bnei Yisrael to sin, which was the whole purpose of the war, to take vengeance for that? We're now in the 3 weeks, as we mentioned before, a time of mourning for the Beis HaMikdash, and a time to build, a time to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Time to focus on what we need to rectify in order to have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. So, if we look at the Chazal, as to what the reasons were for the base of, for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we find that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah. We worshipped Avodah Zarah. That caused the first destruction. And the Bayis Sheni, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Because there was machlokes, there was hatred among us. In other words, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Bein Adam LaMakayim, because of Averis between man and the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Bein Adam LaChaveroi, between man and his fellow. So, obviously, if we want to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, we have to not only better ourselves in areas between ourselves and the Rabbeinu Shleilam, we have to better ourselves between ourselves and our fellow. The Sforim HaKadoshim say that the three Haftiras of the 3 weeks begin, the first week begins with the word Divrei, the words of, which represents the power of speech. The second Haftira begins with the word Shimi, which means hear, which represents the power of hearing, the sense of hearing. And the third Haftira begins with the word Chazayin, which means vision, which is the sense, our sense of vision. And what these three Haftiras teach us is that we need to rectify ourselves. We need to refine ourselves in these three areas, in our speech, in our hearing, in our vision. And according to what we just mentioned, that we have to rectify two Batei HaMikdash, then we have to focus on how to repair and how to refine our speech, hearing, and vision, both in areas Bein Adam LaMakayim and Bein Adam LaChaveroi. The Bnei Yisrael says that there are 12 months, and there are, each month has its letter. And there are two ways to calculate, to figure out which letter belongs to which month. He brings both of these from the Megala Mukais, I believe. One way is that Hashem's name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, when those letters are written out, there are 12 letters, meaning the word, the letter Aleph is written out, Aleph, Lamed, Fe. And then the letter Dalet is written out, Dalet, Lamed, Tav. Nun is written out, Nun, Vav, Nun. And Yud is written out, Yud, Vav, Dalet. So there are, altogether, there are 12 letters. Each one of these letters correspond to one month, beginning from Nisan. So Nisan, Iyar, Sivan would correspond to the Aleph, Lamed, Fe of the Aleph. Tammuz of El would correspond to the Dalet, Lamed, Tav of the Dalet. So according to that, Tammuz and Av, which are the two most impoverished months of the year, the saddest months of the year, are represented by the Dalet and the Lamed, which is Dal. A Dal means a poor person. So the most impoverished months correspond to the letters Dalet, Lamed, which means Dal, which is poor. Another way to figure out, there's another approach of letters that correspond to the month, and that is the letters of the Shvatim. There are 12 Shvatim, and and the first letters of each shevet corresponds to each month. Now the Megal HaMukah says that we don't go in order of the Shvatim, rather we go in order of the Degalim. We go in order of the flags that we find in Parshas Bamidbar. So the first Machne, the first Degel, was Yehuda, Yisachar, Zevulun. So Nisan, Iyar, Sivan would correspond to the letters Yud for Yehuda, and then another Yud for Yisachar, and a Zayin for Zevulun. Tammuz Av and Elul will refer to Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, which is the next Degel, which is Resh, Shin, Gimel. And once again, Tammuz and Av are Rosh, which is another word for a poor person. As we say by Slichas, Kedalim ucheroshim dafaknu delosecha. We knock on your doors like poor people, begging for a handout. So Dal and Rosh both correspond to Tammuz and Av, according to the first calculation based on Hashem's name, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Tammuz and Av are Dalet, Lamed. And according to the second way, which corresponds to the names of the Shvatim, so then Tammuz and Av are Reuven and Shimon, which is Reish Shin, which is Rosh. Now, according to what I've just mentioned before, that we need to rebuild the two Batei HaMikdash, which one was destroyed because of Ben Adam LaMakkah and one was destroyed Ben Adam LaChaveray. So the term Dal, which comes about through Hashem's name, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, represents that these 2 months are a Dal in the area of Ben Adam LaMakkah. And the second approach, which is based on the names of the Shvatim, corresponds to our relationship with our fellow Jew. And these 2 months are a rush, are impoverished in the area of Ben Adam L'Chaveri. So these two approaches, whether to correspond the months based on Hashem's name or based on the Shvatim, represent these two areas of Ben Adam L'Amok and Ben Adam L'Chaveri. Now, according to this, we might be able to say a remez in this first pasuk of this week's parasha. People tend to be makpid more on Ben Adam L'Amokim, more than Ben Adam L'Chaveri. People will be very careful and very machmer on what they take into their mouths. But what comes out of their mouth, which is Ben Adam L'Chaveri, that people aren't that careful about. There's a famous vort on Dovid HaMelech says, Anochi Tolas V'lo Yish, I'm a worm, not a man. So there's a famous vort that when it comes to something, if there's a chash, that something might have worms in it, people are very makbid. They'll check it, and if they feel they can't check it, they won't eat it altogether. And those same people have no problem talking Lashon Hara. And Dovid HaMelech was the victim of Lashon Hara, and the victim of Lashon Hara was spoken by people that were tremendous tzaddikim in areas of Ben Adam LaMakkah. So David HaMelech said, "Anochi Tolas V'lo Yish." You know what? Why can't I be at least like a worm? Let me be a worm, not a man. Because on worms, they're makbid. On people, they're not makbid. So Vayidabra Moshe El Roshei Hamatois the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke, and he spoke about the approach of of corresponding the month based on the Roshei HaMatos, on the first letters of the tribes of Bnei Yisrael, which that corresponds to Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. Lamor, and to say, Zeh Adover HaShetziv Hashem, this is what Hashem commanded. Hashem didn't only command on Bein Odom L'Mokim, Hashem commanded to be careful Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi too. And he said this specifically as the introduction to the parasha of Nedarim, which talks about the power of speech, which is the theme of this week's Haftarah. This week's Haftarah is Divrei, which is the emphasis on rectifying and refining our speech, both Bein Odom L'Mokim and Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, both in areas of improving our Torah learning and our tefillah. These are all areas of speech, Bein Odom L'Mokim and Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, which is refining and rectifying our speech between man and friend, speaking to people with respect, keeping away from Lashon Hara and Rechilus and Nivul Peh. This all falls into the category of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi in the area of speech. So as the introduction to speaking about Nedarim, which shows the power of the speech of man, that we have the ability by saying a few words to cause an Isser on something. Moshe spoke about the approach of Roshei HaMatos, of corresponding the months based on the first letters of the Matos of Bnei Yisrael. That represents Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, Zeh Adavar Asher Tziv Hashem. Hashem commanded on this as well. Now, Chodesh Tammuz, according to these two approaches, according to the first approach, Chodesh Tammuz is represented by the letter Dalet. And according to the second approach, it's represented by the letter Resh, right? The letter Dalet of the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is represented. Dalet corresponds to Tammuz. And in according to the second approach, the Resh of Reuven corresponds to Chodesh Tammuz. So the Chodesh Tammuz is represented by Dalet Resh, which is Dor. The letter Nun represents Shleimus, represents perfection. As we know by the Sefiras HaOmer, Hashem tells us to count 49 days to reach Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena. Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, you should count 50 days. The 50th day is the final perfection. It represents refining all the 49 middos till a person is tumim, till the person is whole, perfect. So neder, as the Shlach HaKadosh says, is made up of two words, nun dar. And according to what we're saying, it's bringing shleimus, it's bringing the nun, bringing tamim, is bringing perfection into the Dalet Resh, into Chodesh Tammuz, which is represented by the Dalet, which corresponds to Bein Odom L'Mokim, or corresponds to the Resh, which represents Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. Bring Shleimus in both of these areas in Chodesh Tammuz. And the reason why it's symbolized specifically by the word Neder is because it all begins with the Divrei. It all begins with the mouth, with the power of speech, both Bein Odom L'Mokim and Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. That's what we have to start working on. Now, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't enter Eretz Yisrael, it says in the Torah, is because of the chet of Mei Meriva, which was when Moshe was supposed to speak to the rock. Instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. The And if you look into that chet, it really it encompasses both main adam lamakim and main adam lachaveira. Main adam lamakim, as the pasuk says, yan leyamantem bi lahakdisheni. Since you didn't sanctify my name, you could have spoken to the rock instead of hitting the rock. And as the Sforim HaKadoshim explain, Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to teach Bnei Yisrael the power of speech. That just by speaking to the rock, the rock would have given its water. And instead he hit the rock. So that was a pagam, was a compromise between Adam Lamakim. He could have sanctified Hashem's name by speaking to the rock. And then Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and he said, "Shimunu Hamoirim." He called the Jews rebellious. He called them rebels. It was a pagam bein odom lachaveroi with speech. He belittled them with his speech. And the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash would have never been destroyed. We would have never gone into Golus again. But since Moshe Rabbeinu sinned, this is all obviously on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, which we have no idea how great that was, but it was considered a chet for Moshe Rabbeinu, both bein adam lamakim and bein adam lachaveiroi. He could no longer enter Eretz Yisrael. He could no longer keep the two Batei HaMikdash standing. Because he himself had compromised these two inyanim. And as a result, the two Batei HaMikdash were destroyed because of the first one, because Bein Adam Lamakim, the second Bein Adam Lachaveirai. Midyan. Compromised Bnei Yisrael, both Bnei Adam Lamakim and Bnei Adam Lachaveirai. They did two Averis. There was the Aver of Avodah Zarah. They worshipped Pa'or, which was Avodah Zarah, which was Bnei Adam Lamakim. And they were Mizana. They transgressed the Aver of Znus, thereby contaminating themselves, which is a disgrace for Bnei Yisrael. So there were two vengeances that needed to be taken from Midian. Nikmas Hashem, which was that they caused Bnei Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah, which was Bnei Adam Lamakim, and Nikmas Bnei Yisrael, and taking vengeance for the honor of Bnei Yisrael, that they contaminated Bnei Yisrael by causing them to commit znus. And the Rebbe Nishtadam, who is more concerned for Bnei Yisrael than he is for himself, told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Nekayim nikmas Bnei Yisrael, take vengeance for Bnei Yisrael." Moshe Rabbeinu, however, and this vort is written in the Sfarim, was more concerned for the covet of the Rebbe Nishtadam than he was for the covet of Bnei Yisrael. So he told Pinchas, "Nekayim Loses nikmas Hashem b'midyan, take vengeance for Hashem." And the reason that Rabbi Nishlan gave this mitzvah to Moshe before he passed away and depended Moshe's misa on this mitzvah was giving Moshe an opportunity to rectify that he compromised. Moshe Rabbeinu had compromised the Bein Adam Lamakim, Yan lo yamantem bi lahakdisheni, ein bein adam lachaveiroi, by saying Shimenu Hamoirim, by taking vengeance in Midian for them, for their compromising bein adam lamakim, bein adam lachaveiroi, that would give Moshe the ability to rectify that he had sinned. Not that he would have been able to go into Eretz Yisrael anymore, but at least it would have given him an opportunity on some level to rectify both bein adam lamakim, bein adam lachaveiroi. Pinchas saw a tremendous opportunity here because the Rabbi Nishlam depended Moshe's dying on Nikoyim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. That is what Hashem told Moshe. When you take vengeance for Bnei Yisrael, then you will pass away. However, since Moshe didn't give that over to Pinchas, he told him, Lasas Nikmas Hashem b'Midyan. Pinchas saw a way of keeping Moshe Rabbeinu alive. He would only take vengeance for Hashem and not Nikmas b'nei Yisrael. Now the difference would be, the ones that were responsible for Nikmas b'nei Yisrael, the ones that were responsible for compromising the dignity of b'nei Yisrael, were the women. Those were the ones that caused them to be mezana, to commit the aver of znus, which was contaminating b'nei Yisrael. But the ones that were responsible for pa'or, for causing them to worship Avodah Zarah, were the men. It was their idea. It was Balak and Bilam's idea. So since Moshe told him in the Losses Nikmas Hashem, Pinchas only took vengeance from the men, hoping thereby, not by not taking Nikmas B'nai Yisrael, to keep Moshe Rabbeinu alive, since the Rabbeinu Shalom depended Moshe Rabbeinu's death on Nikmas B'nai Yisrael. And that is why Pinchas didn't kill the women. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the women were left alive, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he hadn't fulfilled that Hashem commanded him to do. And that's why he got so upset. And it was at that time that he told Pinchas, now kill all the women. You have to be noikim nikmas b'nei Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to correct that he had compromised. So our avoda in these 3 weeks, as mentioned, is in all these three areas, divrei, shimi, and chazayin, in our speech, in our hearing, and in our action, to take into consideration how we can rectify these three senses, both bein odom lamakim and bein odom lachaver. It is only through that we'll be able to rebuild both the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. We have to make a neder, meaning we have to bring the nun, we have to bring perfection into the Dalad Reish, into Chodesh Tammuz, which is represented by the Dalad corresponding to the Bein Adam LaMokim, and to the Reish corresponding to Bein Adam LaChaveirai. And by doing that, we will be zoiche b'korev to the binyan Beis HaMikdash and to bias Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mehir b'yameinu. Amen.